Hi, everybody. Welcome to this Jetta podcast. I am Nasreen.
And I'm Sally.
Hi, Sally.
Hi, Nasreen.
Have you done your shopping yet?
Yes, I actually have. I've been shopping for the past month, I think.
Yeah.
If not two or three.
That's good.
Have you?
Yeah, yeah.
We did go shopping together,
yes,
didn't we?
Yes, we did. I mean, sooner or later, our paths cross. So, yeah.
We like the same shops, too.
Exactly. Uh-huh.
So, are you a big fan of shopping here?
Well, I'm not a big fan of shopping in general, because I have recently discovered that shopping actually constitutes having money. And it's not as fun an experience when you don't have any money than when you do.
Quite true. Important factor.
Which is why, this is the perfect segue, we highly appreciate the sale season.
Like now, for instance.
Exactly. It's worth talking about the sale seasons in Jeddah because it's one of its best kept secrets, as I like to call it. You want to tell them why I say that?
Because we never know when there's a sale.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's like playing the Chinese telephone. Is that racist?
Chinese telephone, Chinese whisper.
Yeah, Chinese. I'm sorry, Chinese whisper. It's actually a bastardization of the broken telephone and the Chinese whisper.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But yes, I never know when there's a sale. I mean, people have, or stores have my number, and I do get random messages. Actually, my dad gets them because I usually pass out, like, give them my dad's number instead of mine, just because, you know, I fear they'd, like, prank call or, you know.
Which we'll get to in a bit. That's one aspect of shopping in Jeddah.
Yeah. So, and how do we get information about sales? Well, how do you?
It was word of mouth. Like, it's usually someone who went shopping and discovered the sales, and then she would, whoever it is, like one of our friends, would just spread the word.
And that's how a lot of our shopping gets done. It's, yeah, usually one of us girls. Also BBM.
Yeah,
big
of course.
Time. There are sales at DKNY, you know,
exactly.
Something like that. Yeah. That works like a charm because that's the only way I really find out that there are sales.
True. I wonder if it's because our culture here isn't very news oriented. Is that the right term for it? Like, for instance, it's not as if we listen to the radio and then they can make announcements for it, or it's not like reading newspapers is a huge thing here, because they do publish it in newspapers. They do say when they have sales. It's not as if the malls or the shops are trying to keep it as a secret. But if you think about it abroad, how did you know if there was a sale?
Yeah, newspapers.
Exactly.
But then
right?
Also think about timing right now. I mean, all we're about is technology. So we don't even need to buy a newspaper to actually read the news.
But then how come it's still kind of a gray area when it comes to, like,
I don't know, marketing? So if you work in marketing, you know what you need to prove.
Yeah, seriously. No, seriously. It's like, you know, you're always second-guessing sales season. Of course, we know the popular times for sales, Ramadan, before and after Eid.
Yes, and usually I think two times, like twice a year.
Yeah, which are the two Eids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like now, prior to Ramadan, and I think
after post Eid sale.
Oh, as well.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm usually
and then the
there.
Hajj Eid.
Yeah.
Which also has there's also a sale season for that, and then this school sale.
Oh, okay.
And then there's also after school sale.
But I don't think those sales are as good as the ones right now. I think now they're down to like 75% or something.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So now is actually the best time you want to be out shopping.
So if you want to know or find out if it's a sale season or not, then I suggest you make some friends. Because, you know, that's the only way. Or, you know, yeah.
Or just drive out on Tahliya Street and figure it out. Like,
you'll
see, like, huge signs, banners saying 75%.
Yeah. As a tip for people who can't read Arabic or don't read Arabic, if you see anything that's in red, printed in red, and there's a V sign and like a circle after it.
That that's a 75.
Yeah, that's 75%.
Or a circle and a dot. That would be 50.
Exactly. That would help you a lot.
Those are numbers in Arabic, by the way, for listeners who are confused right now. But that's one thing about shopping in Jeddah, the secret sale season. Mm-hmm. Well, sale season, sorry. Something else.
Well, you know what I bought a lot of this sale season? Mm-hmm. Is bras.
Interesting. Thank you for sharing.
It's interesting. You know, I know this is it's a bit much to say, or it's a little bit too much information. But it's actually, I think it's a very important part of shopping here in Jeddah. As we all know, shopping for underwear for women is really difficult, mainly because, well, for a lot of different factors. Most of the shops for underwear are actually manned by salesmen. Men, exactly. They are not womaned. Well, that was really lame. And even those shops that do have female salespeople, the women don't seem to know what they're doing, you know?
Not all the time. I actually have to agree with you on this one. I mean, especially coming here to Jeddah, I was surprised when I first came here about 4 or 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I expected to find women, women like saleswomen over there helping you out and, you know, giving you sizes and advising with what would be the proper...
Which is weird considering how strict and conservative our society here is, that they would allow men to, you know, check you out.
Yeah, I think they need more female saleswomen, especially when it comes to underwear.
You know what's interesting? Okay, think back to abroad. Mm-hmm. Did you never have a salesman or like a male salesperson assist you?
Never.
Actually, I have.
No, I have never.
I have. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't as bad there as it is here. I think it has to do with the stigma of the segregation of sexes. And
I think they're kind of forced into doing it. They're probably like, and they don't even look at you for fear of embarrassment
And then you have the other kind who have no embarrassment whatsoever. I swear to God, you pick up like a pair of bra. Do I say that? A pair of bra? A bra. And, you know, you're just checking it out, seeing if it's your size or whatever. And then some dude comes up to you and then like gives you his 2 cents. He's like, no, madame.
That's not your size. Bigger. You need bigger.
Bigger. Which is a compliment, I suppose. But yeah, it's quite uncomfortable.
Very uncomfortable.
Although if I think about it abroad, I wouldn't be as offended.
I think I would, any country. And just be like, you know what? Get out of my face. Don't even judge me. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, no. Seriously.
But bra shopping, yes, can be quite a tough one here.
True. And you know, I think it mainly has to do with the salespeople. You know, it's a very delicate, forgive the pun, and touchy subject.
But which actually brings me to our next point, which is returning and exchange policies. Mm-hmm. How does that go? And can you do that with underwear?
Actually, no. Thank God. Thank God you can't.
Not even if a bra fits wrong?
For some shops, yes, you can return bras, but not underpants.
Okay. I think that's international, isn't it?
Yes, okay. Yes. I think there's a law. I think there's an association of people who insist that you cannot return or exchange underpants. Thank God.
Yes.
I'm not sure about this, okay? If the listeners know anything about this, please correct me if I'm wrong. But when I was growing up in Jeddah, it wasn't a very popular thing to be able to return and exchange anything that you bought. So I don't know if it was embarrassment or I don't know what was it that you weren't allowed, or at least people weren't as confident to return or exchange anything that they weren't happy with.
Now the case is completely different.
Yeah. I think also that the concept of customer service was completely absent
back then.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think now they have like either a 3-day refund policy or a 7-day mm-hmm. exchange in most stores.
Well, yeah, it depends on the store.
Yeah.
Which is good. Thank God for exchange return policies.
How about trial rooms? Are those available? Fitting rooms, sorry. Trial rooms. Do people even say that?
Well, a trial room is in British. A trial room is in a court.
Oh.
With a judge.
Really?
It's like, let me try on my shirt in front of the judge. And the judge goes, overruled.
As you can see, this clearly goes to show we have none in stores in any case. A fitting room. Isn't there another word for it? Dressing room?
Dressing room, I think.
Or
yeah,
is that
yeah.
old school too?
Yeah, no, okay. Dressing room or a fitting room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we have those here?
Yes. Well, recently, yes, we've had like a boom
okay.
in the fitting room arena. it's become more common now.
Yeah.
Well, in most malls, where can I, if I want to try something out?
You have to go into the bathroom, and the bathroom usually has a section with, fitting rooms.
With like...
judges.
Judges in
that
each.
That dress looks ugly.
You get your own judge.
With fitting rooms. Yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah, so you have like a fitting room stall and a business, do your business stall.
Yes, separate from each other. They're not really, but it's in the same place. It's like the same huge room. And,
yeah, with a mirror, finally.
Yeah.
Also, it's interesting because the fitting rooms are in the public restrooms of the mall, mm-hmm. you would actually have to pay for whatever you want to try.
Yes, you pay for it, you go and you try it out, and then
you don't like it, you exchange or you refund.
Which actually reminds me of something else. Prayer time.
Yes,
prayer time. That's when our dearest our fitting rooms are just crammed with people,
which is also a big factor to how you plan your shopping. Like
and
our
we
group.
Schedule our timings.
Yes, we always have a scheduled time. You want to schedule your shopping time and, you know, do your stuff, do whatever you want to do before prayer time and plan it so that while prayer time is going on...
you can pray.
Yes.
And try your clothes on.
You wanna tell some of our listeners who are not aware of this prayer time business...
So here's how it goes. You have stores opening at 10 a.m., mm-hmm. and that's pretty standard for old stores. They open at 10 a.m., and then they call for prayer, for high noon prayer at 12:30. Which is called Dhuhr.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's 12:30 till about 1, quarter past 1. And then, depending if it's a Wednesday or a Thursday, they stay open the entire time. Until the next prayer, which is the afternoon prayer. And the afternoon prayer is at about 4. Stores usually, on a daily basis, open at 5 o'clock. And they carry on till Maghrib,
mm-hmm.
which is about 7:15.
Mm-hmm.
And so Maghrib prayer, they close till, like, let's say a half hour. Exactly.
So, Yani, if you're scheduling your time, your shopping, you want to... put that, you always have that 30-minute break.
Mm.
Yeah. And of course, the last prayer, which is Isha,
yeah.
Which is around, right now, it's at about 5 to 9,
yeah.
5 minutes to 9.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another half hour that you have to wait until shops open. Of course, the malls close at 11:30, 12 midnight. Mm-hmm. And yeah. This is actually important information, especially if this is your first time to shop in Jeddah. It's kind of a culture shock,
mm-hmm.
you know, or a reverse culture shock, shall we call it? Like when you travel abroad and there isn't that pause or break for prayer, and the shops don't close for prayer, you get used to that, and then you come back to Jeddah, and you know you have to pause because everything closes. Oh, by the way, before I forget, going back to the salespeople.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that, like you mentioned earlier today, that you don't usually give your number to the salespeople.
Yeah,
so that they don't contact you personally and
ask me out for coffee.
Yes, exactly. This is something that I noticed is more common here in Jeddah more than outside. It feels, I don't know what it is, but the salespeople are like two polar opposites. They're either so like indifferent. like oblivious to you. When you walk in, it's like they don't care.
I can't see you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Or they're the other kind, which is
over friendly, yes. Overbearing, I don't know. Super friendly.
Yeah, super friendly. And please tell us that story about
that
one salesperson.
I have a lot of stories. I mean, last weekend I was at Banana Republic and buying shirts. And I don't know, the guy told me, he was like, you can exchange these shirts, that's fine. And I told him, I was like, no, I need to travel out of the country, so I really won't have a chance. And that was it, right? We went and, well, I went and paid. And standing at the counter, he goes, how is it to live in London? And I just looked at him. I was kind of puzzled, you know, not quite sure what he meant.
Of course, because automatically, if you speak English, you're from London.
Yeah, or something. And I was like, excuse me? And he's like, well, my sisters study in London. I'm like, okay. And then he added, he was like, it's really difficult to get a visa to London. And I was like, okay. And he was like, isn't it? And, you know, but like, what are you here on? Are you here on a tourist visa or do you live here? And I just stared at him like, you know, what the?
I know. I mean, we like to be friendly to people. I mean, there's no reason for us not to be friendly, especially to salespeople. You know, they're doing their job. But, you know, for some reason, some people don't see the line. I mean, I hate to say the line. It's so snobbish. But still, you know, that's a little bit oversharing.
I'm nice. No, I'm nice. I'm nice to them. It's not that I'm not nice, you know. Mm. But, I mean, some kind of questions, please. You know, I was just rather confused about it.
Well, yeah, we get that. And sometimes they even like to chit-chat with you, which is fine. You know, I get some chit-chat, whatever. But then they ask you some really personal questions like, you know, your job. Do you like your job? Are you married? Have you ever gotten that?
You know what happened about a month ago. My sister and I were at IKEA.
IKEA here in Jeddah.
We were shopping. We were done with our shopping and, you know, I was kind of hungry. So I was like, I want to get a hot dog. And she's like, what? She's like, fine. And I was like, I'm going to go get one. She's like, okay, sure, whatever. So I go up to the guy who I think was from Bangladesh or something. And I'm like, two hot dogs, please. And he's like, I don't know what. But he meant I had to go and pay up at the counter. So I was like, fine. And I did. And I went back to him and gave him my little receipt of like ₹2 hot dogs, right? And then he's
Man,
like,
the system.
he's like, sister. I'm like, what? And he's like, twin. I was like, what are you talking about? He was asking if...
Lindsay was your twin.
Yeah.
Great.
He was just like, is she your twin? I was just like, oh. I'm like, no. And just give me my hot dog already. But you know, who on earth? I mean, yeah.
I know. It's a little bit much. I mean, it's not that we're upset about it. It's just a bit...
I just think it's amusing.
Yeah, it takes me off guard a little bit. Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
Same here.
Oh, another thing, since you mentioned it, I love when they call you sister. Sister.
Oh, I've had that a lot. People come up to you and you're just like, huh? And they're like, sister.
Yeah,
sister.
Here they like to call you sister. Oh, and speaking of salespeople, actually, this is also about bra shopping. Our little experience. I think it was 2 weeks ago or last week that we went shopping and we went to the underwear section. Yes, we like underwear. We asked for some sports underwear. Sports bra, fine. So the guy, a very nice sales guy, he was very, very efficient. Mm-hmm. And he knew his business. And he was, you know, I didn't feel like he was perverted at all. So he helped me around. But then he couldn't find the stuff that I was looking for. So what does he do? He's like, just 1 minute, madame. And he steps back. Okay, and then he turns around and he yells across the freaking store to his co-salesperson and screams, Khaled, sports bra. Of course, all the men in that shop just turned around and looked. And of course, who was the only person there? It was me.
I was somewhere in the
distance. Actually, you were there. I could see you like backing up slowly. I was doing the same thing, actually. I was like, not me. I didn't ask. You know, it just makes you wonder. It's like when you're buying bras, you know, they probably imagine all sorts of happy
thoughts. I don't want to think about, you know, that part. But overall, something else that I think is quite important, the brands, brand names available here in Jeddah, in Saudi Arabia. in general. I love them.
Yeah.
I'm really happy with the collection that we have
here.
Yes,
of course. Absolutely. I mean, you can find anything here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a great place for shopping.
It is.
I mean, if people sit and complain over here, like I've heard a lot of complaints, I mean, they don't deserve all that because...
No, yeah, yeah.
They're, I mean, if, it's good
if there's
stuff.
Something you want. And also because, especially now, if there's something specific you're looking for, there's always online shopping and it's pretty common here. So, yeah, it's not worth complaining about.
You get
it's
all good. your high-end brands.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever you want, you can find them here.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, the reason why we haven't spoken about guys is because... You know, just like everywhere else in the world, guys don't normally shop here. I don't normally see guys shopping. And besides that...
Men hate shopping.
Yeah, yeah. And besides that, like in tribute to Aziz. Aziz actually had a point. Aziz of MTV documentary True Life fame. Single men are not allowed in the mall.
Oh.
Without family.
Which is a good thing because I can imagine... being harassed, and it has
true
happened.
But at the same time, you know, I've had friends, guy friends who do have family here, but you know, sometimes, like this one guy friend of mine, he needed to return a watch like right after working hours, and he didn't want to have to go back home, pick up a sister or his mom so he could go to the mall and exchange his watch. So he goes to the mall and he tries to go in, and of course the security guard's like, no single men. And he was like, dude, I just want to return the watch. I just need to return this. And he took off the watch and he gave it to the security guard and said, you know what? Here's the receipt. This is what I need you to do. Go in. And the security guard was like, no. Get your family and then you can come in. I mean, haram. I feel bad, you know?
Do you think that happens on a daily basis or was that a one-off experience?
I don't know. I don't know, honestly. But, you know, the guys that I know, anyway, in any case, I don't think they're the type who...
Go to harass
malls
women.
And, yeah, on unsuspecting, or maybe suspecting, we don't know, women. Yeah.
I think we've pretty much summed up
yeah.
whatever needs to be told about.
And I'm sure if we had forgotten anything, we would hear about it
mm-hmm.
from our listeners who, by the way, thank you so much for your comments and your emails.
I love them. And
yeah.
I enjoy getting
we
all
love the feedback.
Your emails.
We also accept hate mail. Don't worry. You, as long as you listen, you're a listener, hate or not. And we have been considering your suggestions. We've had a couple of suggestions about guests, future guests, and topics. This topic, actually, shopping, is from one of our listeners. Yeah. Thank you, Sally.
Thank you, darling. Thank you very much for today. And
until the next one.
Yeah. Lovely. Ciao.
Bye.